There's a really strong team with Parlife, ourselves, Ground Control, who we've always worked with. They've always done our production logistics on site. And we've held so many safety advisory group meetings leading up to this with all the local agencies, and everybody's on board. There's a full event control. So any particular area, whether it's transport or whether it's medical or whether it's catering or all those different departments now have all got heads.
In terms of medical, and I know you're very keen to sort of get that anti-drug message out there, what sort of things are you doing to sort of, I don't know, combat the use of drugs and offer that safety element to it?
Well, we don't condone the use of drugs, although at the same time we're not ignorant. We're never going to stamp it out. You know, you can't stop it getting into prison, so how is it going to be stopped getting into a park? So with that in mind, do we have to put all different measures in place? And obviously, if you may have seen from social networking sites that we've been warning people about the dangers of drugs. We're going to be telling people about if they feel slightly poorly what to do. You know, it's going to see your nearest member of security or nearest member of bar staff who'll be directing you to wherever. We've got a full medical team on site. It's almost literally a hospital on site, and there's 20 beds there. We've got doctors, nurses, paramedics, we've got 5 ambulances, we've got quad bikes, got ambulance on the exterior of the site. Every single box is ticked.
How important is it for someone like yourself to make sure that procedures like that are in place?
It's absolutely integral, because if we don't get it right, we won't be allowed to do it again. So, you know, we all have to work in partnership, as myself as the promoter, with the local agencies, and more importantly, the customers. You know, it's going to be a great event, it's going to be a fun event. It's now one of the biggest festivals in the country. I think it's great for Manchester. It brings a lot of money into Manchester. So it's so important that we get everything right. And this year, medically, we've been looking at it very strongly, and we have with transport as well.
I think one of the important things to know is the drug testing that's going to take place on site. Tell me a bit about that.
It's something that we trialled at the Warehouse Project 2013, and it was a great success, actually. We decided, due to a tragedy last year, we decided to probably talk about it, although we never meant to when we first initiated it. And it was something that the Home Office did. They brought it up and brought a machine to the warehouse, and we sampled random drug confiscations to see actually what was in there. And as you probably know, at the moment there's an element called PMA that actually just can kill you. It's as simple as that. And the idea was that the Warehouse Project, if any PMA was tested and we knew it was on site, then we'd be able to put messages on the screens within the venue warning people about that. It's exactly the same at Parlife. We've got this machine there. We're fortunate to have Dr. Meesham with us again. And she's going to be testing samples that are confiscated on the entrance. And if people are brought into the paramedic unit who are feeling poorly, we're going to be taking samples from them as well to see exactly what is in there.
Have you got that amnesty element where if people do have drugs on them and they get to the gates, or, you know, they get inside, is there an area where they can just chuck it in an amnesty bin?
On every single entrance, there's an amnesty bin. So if somebody turns up with drugs, there's an amnesty bin on the door. For God's sake, just pop the drugs in the amnesty bin and nothing will be said. You could just walk in and have a good time.
I think these are life-saving measures that you're putting in place. I mean, we all know that time is of the essence when you know, people get themselves into those situations. You're making it very easy for people to get help. It's just getting that message across, isn't it, to get that help.
That's it. It's just all about educating the crowd. And if your friend feels poorly, look after your friend. And, you know, if one of you doesn't feel great, go and see a paramedic. It's no big deal. They're there on site to look after you.
Can I just ask, I know that the government has written to a lot of festival organisers about having that responsibility to look out for legal highs. Is that something that you're aware of? Have you had any contact in terms of the legal high element?
I'm not aware of a letter. I'm not aware of contact by the government, but we are working very closely with a charity called The Loop, which is something that we're supporting as well. We're taking some charitable donations on the door this year. And their main target is legal highs, because legal highs are actually one of the worst things out there. No one knows what's in these things.
We're seeing a lot more now. I just did a report on nitrous oxide, you know, the laughing gas, and somebody turned up on Deansgate filling balloons up and selling it at £2 a balloon. It's that control element with legal highs. There is no control, is there?
No, there's none at all. And bizarrely, quite a few people have asked us on Facebook and social media, can you bring laughing gas? And it just amazes me. I understand that people want, you know, it's celebration time. It's the first festival of the summer. Majority of people turning up may have just finished their exams at uni. they're there for celebrating with your friends. Go and have a really good, safe time. You've paid a lot of money to go and see your favourite artists. Don't spoil it for a stupid reason.